on in the world of traditional and folk music around the country, and we have some interesting new CDs for you to hear as well. Fonagh Ling. And the first of our new CDs features the soundtrack from a film which is due to be released in Ireland next week. The film is called I Could Read the Sky, and from the soundtrack, here's Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill. The film I Could Read the Sky is based on a book published a number of years ago by Timothy O'Grady and Steve Pike, and the music for the film has been compiled and produced by Irla O'Linnard. The film will be released in Ireland on the 22nd of May, and you heard from the soundtrack there, you heard Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill, and that was a tune composed by Paddy O'Brien entitled The Old Road to Garry. A very unusual combination of different sounds in that on the soundtrack of that album. It's not all traditional music. There are some very interesting pieces on it. There's sampling and there are bits of sort of rap type music and that sort of thing, as well as some very nice traditional pieces as well. And the album is called I Could Read the Sky, and it's the soundtrack from that film due in Ireland on the 22nd of May. Now, another new publication which has come our way this week and which will be officially published at the beginning of next week is a wonderful collection of the songs of the late Elizabeth Cronin, or Bess Cronin as she was better known, I think, from Ballyvourna. And this compilation has been this book and two CD publication has been edited by Davy O'Cronin, and it's an absolutely beautiful, beautiful book with all the songs of Elizabeth Cronin collected from various different sources over the years. Some of them collected by Seamus Ennis, some of them collected by Gene Ritchie and George Pickow when they were here in Ireland from the United States, and from various other sources as well. Now, as well as the book, which is a wonderful publication in itself, there are also two CDs featuring the singing of the late Bess Cronin as well. And the CDs have been compiled by the Irish Traditional Music Archive and are included with the book, which is published by Four Courts Press. And this is the late Bess Cronin, and a song that I think you'll recognise maybe, particularly if you're a fan of Planxty.
At first there was a waiting man that lived at home as he is, But now I am a mariner that plows the angry seas. I always liked seafaring life and bid my love endure. I shipped a steward and cooked my boys and bought me kangaroo. Oh, I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue. As we sailed away through Milford Bay and bore the kangaroo. Oh, think of me, oh, think of me, she mournfully did say, when you are in a foreign land and I am far away. Now take this liquid trip me a bit, twill make you bear in mind how loving, trusting, faithful heart you've left in tears behind. Oh, I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue. As we sailed away through Milford Bay and bore the kangaroo. Cheer up, my own true love, down weep so bitterly. She sobbed, she sighed, she choked, she cried, and could not say goodbye. They won't be gone so very long, it's but a month or two. And when I will return again, of course I'll marry you. I never thought she would prove false, either proven true, though we sailed away through Milford Bay and bore the kangaroo. Our vessel, she was homeward bound from many a foreign shore, and many a foreign present unto my love I bore. I brought tortoises from Tenerife and ties from Timbuktu, a china rat, a Bengal cat, and a Bombay cock and two. But I never thought she would prove false, or either prove untrue. So we sailed away through Milford Bay and bore the kangaroo. Paid off, I sought her dwelling in a sober bound town, where an ancient dame upon the line was hanging out her gown. Where is my love? She's married, sir, about 6 months ago, to a smart young man that drives the van for Chaplin, Soon and Co. Oh, I never thought she would prove false, or either prove untrue. We sailed away through Milford Bay and bore the kangaroo. Here's health to dreams of married life, to soap, to suds and blue. Hearts through lovers, spit and starch and washing sword and doom. I'll go into some distant shore, no longer can I stay. And on some china hat and tat, I'll throw myself away. I never thought she would prove false, or either prove untrue. So we sailed away through Milford Bay and bore the kangaroo. My love, she's not a foolish girl, her age it is to a score. My love, she's not a spinster, she was married twice before. They cannot say it was her wealth that stole my heart away. She's a starcher and a laundress for 18 pence a day. But I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue. And we sailed away through Milford Bay and bore the kangaroo.
Isn't that absolutely wonderful? That's Elizabeth, or the late Bess Cronin there, and that's taken from that new collection. And as I mentioned, a lot of you might have, particularly fans of Planxty, might have recognised that, because of course that featured on one of the later Planxty albums, and of course it was from the singing of Bess Cronin that Christy Moore learned the song The Good Ship Kangaroo, On Board the Kangaroo, the title that Bess Cronin gave it. One of 59 songs that feature incidentally on the two CDs which accompany that book, and altogether in the book 196 songs featured in that, words and music from the songs, notes, detailed notes on the songs as well. And it really, as I said, is an absolutely wonderful publication, edited by the late Bess Cronin's grandson, Davy O'Cronin, and published by Four Courts Press, and now available. And congratulations indeed to everyone involved in that. And we hope to be talking to Davy O'Cronin here on the programme within the next couple of weeks about that collection. But for the moment, we're returning to Wicklow. And last week we heard from the 6th Wicklow Illan Pipes Festival, which was held in February, of course, commemorating the 50th anniversary of the death of Johnny Dorn. And we'll be returning to Wicklow every Friday night during the month of May on the programme. Tonight we're going to hear from a number of pipers, and first of all we're going to hear from our Faratee for the night in Wicklow in February, who was Dinny Quigley.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first thing I must do is welcome you all here to the Grand Hotel in County Wicklow. This is our 6th Wicklow Tin Owl. It's our Millennium Tin Owl, but it also coincides with the death of Johnny Doran, the famous travelling piper. I'm now going to call on Mickey Dunn, a piper from Limerick, from a travelling background, to say a few words. Thank you.
How are you doing?
My name is Michael Dunn, and I'm what's known as a settled traveller, I suppose. I don't know who came up with that term. It's certainly a contradiction. But anyway, my father would have travelled with Johnny Doran back in the 40s and 50s, and most my uncles would have. They were blind musicians. And that's how they made their living. They were travelling musicians. They would travel from town to town and play, and there was no great mystery about the music in the travelling families, because it was the most natural thing in the world. And the instruments were always there. There was always a fiddle in my house, and there was always a banjo. And I remember my father got a chanter from Ted Fury, and that's how I started to play. You know, I started messing around with that. So there's no great mystery about it. I'm sure Paddy Keenan and Finbar Fury would agree that it was just the instruments were there, and you just picked them up and played. That's all it was. There was no mystery about it. But my father would have told me stories about Johnny Doran, and not only was he probably the greatest piper, as far as I'm concerned, he was the greatest piper of all times. But he was also a gentleman, and he was also a great man for the yarns. And it's just a quick yarn. My father told me one time that they were after playing in a town, and he held up two pieces of copper wire, and he gave them to my father and says, "Paddy," he says, "could you make a wireless out of that?" And he said, "God," he said, "I couldn't. How could you make a wireless out of that?" So Johnny took back one piece, and he said, "No, Paddy, you're wireless." So I won't say much more, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure you're going to have a great night. And before I finish, I would like to thank Dick and Dick Barton and Tinny Quigley for putting on this tonight. And without Johnny Doran, we wouldn't be here tonight. So I hope you enjoy yourselves, and thanks very much. I'll see you later.
Thank you very much, Mickey. We will now start off our Millennium Concert with a grandson of Johnny Doran's, Johnny Purcell. Would you please give Johnny a big round of applause, please?
coming in here, that's true, that's good. I'd be nervous.
Isn't it wonderful to be able to start our Johnny Dorn Memorial Concert with Johnny Dorn's grandson? Give him a big round of applause. Our next performer is a Dublin piper from a well-known musical family, Leo Rickard. Give Leo a big warm welcome.
Thank you. I'll start with a couple of jigs, Cardiff Barty's and the Lark in the Morning.
Thank you.
I'll finish up with this set of reels. He loves in America. I think the pinch of snuff and Carney is coming. I dedicate these to the late John Kelly Sr. and indeed Kevin Danaher, because only for them none of us, I think there's hardly anyone in this room would know what Johnny Dorton sounded like. Only for them, we wouldn't know. So it's to them that we wouldn't have a clue what Johnny sounded like. So I'll dedicate this to John Kelly Sr. and Kevin Danaher.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leo. And just to show now that we're not biased, we're going to have a Wicklow piper from West Wicklow, Daniel O'Sullivan. Please give Daniel a big welcome.
Okay, I'm going to play a slow air and it's called The Dear Irish Boy.
That was Daniel O'Sullivan there from Wicklow on Pipes with the Dear Irish Boy, finishing off our selection of music there taken, recorded in Wicklow at the Johnny Dorn commemorative weekend there during the 6th Wicklow Illan Pipes Festival or Tynol. And we'll be returning to Wicklow again next week on the programme to the same weekend, and we'll have music, some fantastic music recorded by from Paddy Keenan during that same concert. Dinny Quigley, incidentally, was your farity there for the evening, and more from Dinny anon as well. We'll be returning there, as I said, next week and the week after as well on the programme. Now, just to let you know about some events taking place around the country this weekend and in the coming weeks as well. County Fla's taking place this weekend. Milford is the venue for the County Cork Fla. Kilmaine hosts the County Mayo Fla, and the Holy Faith Convent in Killester hosts the Dublin Fla. Navan is the venue for the County Meath Fla. Killina will have the Offaly Fla, and the Louth Fla will be held in Dundalk. They all take place over this weekend. And also this Sunday the 14th, the Northern Region Fla in Britain takes place in Harwich. Then next weekend, the Tipperary Fla will be in Bardisley, the Antrim Fla in Port Glenone, and the Waterford Fla in Ballygunner. Also next weekend, the Kilkenny and Kildare Flas take place, but unfortunately don't have venues for those as of yet. The Galway Fla takes place in Dunmore, and then the County Wexford Fla takes place just on Sunday the 21st. That's in Ferns in County Wexford. And of course, Flanua takes place in Ennis the following weekend from the 25th until the 29th of May. The Edinburgh-based band Russell's House are in Ireland at the moment, and you can catch them tomorrow night, that's Saturday night, in the Town and Country Inn in Maharafelt. And they're in Sandino's in Derry on Sunday night, and in Rudin's Bar in Buncrana on this coming Monday night. Also on this coming Monday night, if you fancy dancing a few steps, in O'Shea's Merchant in Dublin, there's a big night of music and set dancing there being organised in aid of Our Lady's Hospital for Sick Children in Crumlin. Seamus Begley and Jim Murray, Aegon Lynch and Friends, the O'Shaughnessy family, and Shane McGovern there as Farity. That's next Monday night in O'Shea's Merchant in Dublin. And the Clare-based band Moher, they travel to Cahersiveen in County Kerry next Tuesday, where they'll be the guests of the Cahersiveen Folk Club, and that's next Tuesday night. Well, the next weekend, the Goline Traditional Singers Club celebrate their 21st anniversary. The Goline, of course, has been going in Dublin City, welcoming traditional singers from all around the country, and indeed not just around the country, for the past 21 years, and they have their 21st anniversary celebrations next weekend, starting on Friday night with the regular session in the Trinity Inn in Pearse Street, and then there'll be other sessions taking place over the weekend as well, and a big session on Saturday night in the Teachers Club in Parnell Square. And that all takes place next weekend. Now, band Al Kammer is made up of musicians from various different countries, including Johnny McCarthy and Breed Nivoyloin from this country, and Antonio Bresci, who may be familiar to some of you, an Italian who plays Irish traditional music on the piano and has been doing it for many years. They describe the type of music that they play as a mixture of Celtic jazz, flamenco explosion, Arabic fire, and Basque mystery. Now, for you, but they're in Ireland, and they'll be in on Greenon, the theatre in Letterkenny, on Sunday week. That's the 20th of May, in Vicar Street in Dublin on Sunday the 21st of May, in Belfast on the 23rd, and in Dundalk on the 24th of May, and they call themselves Al Kammer. The Sliabh Local Cultural and Heritage Centre in Scarted Glen will be officially opened next week, and next Friday at 6 o'clock, and all are welcome there. And then they have a weekend celebration of music there as well to celebrate the opening. On Saturday the 20th, the band Sliabh Notes play in the centre at 9 o'clock, and the following night, Sunday the 21st, a Sliabh Local Ceilidh again starts at 9 o'clock in the new Sliabh Locra Cultural and Heritage Centre in Scarted Glen. The ESB Music Network Best of Irish Tour begins on next Saturday week. Again, that's the 20th of May. Tommy Hayes, Mary Staunton, Kieran Hanrahan and Michael Rooney are the musicians involved this time around. They're in Kinmare on Saturday, or in Care, I should say, in County Tipperary on Saturday the 20th of May. In Dushgabby and Greig na Mana on Sunday the 21st. That's at the, in the afternoon at 3:30. And in Tinnehealy in County Wicklow then at 8:30 on Monday the 22nd of May, and that tour continues until Wednesday the 31st, and we give you the rest of the dates for that tour, which, as I said, begins on Saturday week, the Music Network Tour of Ireland, and we give you the rest of those dates on the programme next week. Now, another new CD that has come our way and come from Castlebar in County Mayo is a CD which is put together and recorded in Bucko's Bar in Castlebar on the 18th of November, featuring musicians from in and around the Castlebar area who gave all of their services free to this very worthwhile project. All the proceeds from this recording go to the Friends of the Sacred Heart Hospital in Castlebar. The musicians we're going to hear tonight are Tom Doherty, John McHugh, Kevin Doherty and Gary Wynn, and the track is called Pickin' Spuds. ¶¶ And there you have them, Castlebar Live and Alive, it's called, and available locally and for a very good cause. All proceeds from the sale of that album going to the Sacred Heart Hospital in Castlebar. And that's about all we've time for on tonight's edition of the programme. I'm going to leave you with a track from a new Scottish album which just came my way during the week. The band is called Callisig, if I have it pronounced correctly, and the album is called Making for the Shore. Good eagle arrow, Mickey Kayla Reish, Eganam Kin, and Chapton Jehuggin, Wimsha, Anyhensi, Slána Gaeilge.
The Late Session, presented by Áine Hennessy, was produced by Peter Brown. And you can find details of The Late Session on RTE's internet service. The website address is www.rte.ie.
I'm freezing.
Tell me about it.
How long are we in here?
About 2 months.
2 months locked in a freezer.
That's the trouble being a cheap burger bun. They buy you, put you away, and then forget all about you. Not like those Bundys.
Oh, to be a Bundy. The barbecues, yeah. Birthdays, summer parties. What's going to happen to us?
We'll be fed to the ducks. Oh, yeah. Chicken stuffing.
No. Wouldn't happen to a Bundy.
You're joking me. Short but happy lives.
Wow.
Bundys. The bun and only.
Would you like to own a home in sunny Spain or Portugal? Apartments, bungalows and villas available. You deserve some relaxation on the beach, beside the pool, on the golf course. We can help make your dreams come true. Viewing trips every week. Call to Prestige Villas Ireland Limited Exhibition at the Red Cow Hotel, Mace Road, Saturday and Sunday, May 13th and 14th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day.
Are you a super trooper? Do you want to be a dancing queen? Well, don't just sit there. Grab Fernando and head down to the NCH on Friday, June 2nd and Saturday, June 3rd at 7:30 p.m. for a spectacular explosion of the music and songs of Benny and Bjorn. From ABBA to Chess with the RTE Concert Orchestra, Girl Talk and soloists Mary Carew, Alex Sharp and Peter Curry. Tickets 12, 15 and £18. Available from the National Concert Hall Booking Office. Telephone 01475 1572. That's Super Troopers, June 2nd and 3rd at the NCH.
Here's more great value, only from Londis. Sirloin steak, now only £2.99 per pound, save £1. Londis cream rice, 425 gram, plus 47% extra free, now only 49 pence. And Londis minerals, 2 litre, now only 49 pence. Yes, you'll notice a change at Londis.
The time now is 5 to 12. And we join Deirdre Lowe at Net Éireann for a weather forecast.
Good evening. It'll continue mild, rather cloudy and humid tonight, with a little rain or drizzle here and there, particularly in the east and northeast. But other than that, it will be dry. A rather misty night as well, with some fog, especially over the hills, but mild, as I mentioned, lows temperatures 8 to 11 degrees. For tomorrow Saturday then, after a grey, dampish start, most places brightening up with warm spells of hazy sunshine and just a few scattered showers, top temperatures 14 to 19 degrees, breezy in the west but not much wind in the east. Later in the day, skies will cloud over in the west and southwest, bringing some rain to these areas. And this band of rain will edge further eastwards on Saturday night and Sunday, but it will tend to turn more showery as it